Rinyup Populous seeks to amend Arkansas's campaign finance laws in three ways: curtailing anonymous campaign contributions by corporations and unions, lengthening the time from when a legislator can turn lobbyist, and outlawing influence gift giving by interest groups and lobbyists to legislators. So who is behind this campaign?
Okay. My name is Marie Maynard O'Connell.
Marie Maynard O'Connell's committee coordinator for Rinyup Populous 2012, based in Little Rock.
It all began with about five of us who actually met through the Occupy Little Rock movement back in October when they were having meetings down at the River Market Amphitheater. We met one another here and there. I remember meeting our chairman, Paul Spencer, in a march, and we actually sang songs together. Surprised that either one of us knew the same songs. That's where we met. And we shared ideas. We shared our concern about money and politics. We were concerned that the political system is basically being bought, not by people with money, but by corporations with money. And we thought that was wrong. But we didn't really know what to do about it. We all just cared. Paul is himself a government and history teacher at the Catholic High School in Little Rock. And so he thinks about this stuff all the time. When Occupy Little Rock held a town hall meeting back in January, they invited Paul to speak on what he thought would actually help remedy the problem of money in politics. And Paul did some thinking about it and then came to that town hall meeting with a really rousing speech and presentation on what legislation he would like to see enacted. And afterwards, in a breakout session, we're all sitting at this table and we said, let's make it happen. Why not?
But Maynard O'Connell, who's a youth minister, and her campaign colleagues, comprised of a social worker, a nurse, a lawyer, and a teacher, face a Herculean task, considering the ballot measure was only recently approved April 19th.
It was quite the ride. We had, and we still have, counting down 60 days. I think we have something like 49 now. And we need to try and obtain, at a bare minimum, 62,507 signatures from registered Arkansas voters. And that first deadline is going to be July 6th. And so we do have about 150 to 200 volunteers who are currently out canvassing. We try and give them all the support materials that they need.
Marie Maynard O'Connell believes voters will support this initiative, especially the third item, ending gift giving.
This particular ban would say no more dinners, no more steak dinners, no more trips and junkets, and not even a cup of coffee. It would put them on the same level playing field as your average voter. And also with the less money, the charities and the other kinds of people that want to be able to talk to our legislators that simply can't afford to throw a big party every time they want to do so.
But the two other proposed changes are equally significant, she says.
It would extend the cooling off period from becoming a lobbyist after being a legislator. Currently, the law is 1 year. We think we should extend it to two because that's a full term in office. And then the last thing that it does is it actually kind of closes a loophole in our campaign finance laws here in Arkansas and makes them more like the federal laws, which is not to say that it's going to fix the problem. But what it will do is it will say that corporations and unions can no longer give directly to candidates running for office. Instead, they're going to need to use approved Arkansas political action committees. Another way of looking at that would be to say that we would change the laws to be that the only people who can give directly to candidates running for office would be living, breathing humans, political parties, and the PACs themselves. That's the three main things that this legislation seeks to do.
Rinyup Populous 2012, however, is surfing a big wave of campaign influence wrought by the U.S. Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United v. the Federal Election Commission decision. The court found political spending on electioneering communication is a form of protected speech under the First Amendment, and the government may not keep corporations or unions who it said are comprised of people from spending money to support or denounce individual candidates in elections. A federal ban is in place, however, on corporations and unions contributing directly to federal candidate campaigns or political parties. And that's what supporters of Rinyup Populous 2012 hope to mirror in Arkansas. Or is it pronounced Rinyup Populous?
In my Latin classes, I had Rinyup Populous. Rinyup Populous, the people rule.
The motto of Arkansas, actually. J. Jay Barth is professor of politics at Hendricks College in Conway.
The Talk Business Hendricks College poll that was completed about a month and a half ago, that showed about 69% support and minimal, I believe, 14% opposition to the measure with the three key elements that were articulated in the poll. So that indicates that Arkansas voters will likely vote for it if it gets to the ballot.
Jay Barth cites, as an example, a Republican primary race for Benton County District 1 Senate seat, pitting Representative Tim Summers against Bart Hester.
Where you have a series of LLCs, all with a similar name, all tied to one family, and under present law, because corporations can give contributions in Arkansas up to the $2,000 maximum, an individual who controls a series of LLCs could give $2,000 from each of those LLCs. And it becomes a way for one individual or one family to have a disproportionate power in what are still pretty moderately priced elections in Arkansas. And an individual can really dominate the fundraising for a candidate and thus really have a lot of control, at least the perception would be, over the actions of that candidate if he or she's elected.
The LLCs Professor Barth is referring to have connections to Crossland Construction, a general contracting firm based in Columbus, Kansas, with offices and offspring in Northwest Arkansas. And despite the unleashing of Citizens United, Jay Barth says in Arkansas, person power still matters. And he personally understands this, having run for Arkansas State Senate 4 years ago.
And I do know how conscious I was as a candidate of different people's fundraising ability. Now, it was balanced out by the fact that even people who could give minimally or not at all could dedicate tons of hours that could have just as much influence in a low-level race. But when you move to state politics, then you're really talking about money being so crucial to getting the television or radio advertising that really drives those elections.
Still, Professor Barth points out, Arkansas campaigns, by comparison to other states, tend to be more affordable.
Because media tends to be cheaper here, and because person power can pay off in Arkansas. But we are unfortunately reaching a tipping point where people may not be able to overcome, and the work of people may not be able to overcome, you know, the money that is spent in politics.
Only a handful of states have a version of Reignat Populus in place, Barth said. But helping to push this initiative into high gear is the newly formed bipartisan group Better Ethics Now Committee.
Includes Jim Keat, who was the last gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans. Includes John Paul Hammerschmidt, of course, who was a longtime congressman. And then includes a lot of Democrats and a lot of folks who really have been on both sides of campaigns. And so, you know, and in our polling that we did on the issue, Republicans are slightly more favorable than our Democrats. Independents, the most favorable, though, because they really are the group of voters who really are the most cynical.
In a press release posted on the PeopleRule2012.com announcing their group, Jim Keat said initiated Act 1 will help restore voter confidence in state government, and that Reignat Populus is not a partisan issue. Rather, it's, quote, good government issue. Marie Maynard O'Connell, committee coordinator for Reignat Populus 2012, declined, citing the number of petition signatures collected so far. But she believes her group will prevail in leveling the political lobbying landscape in Arkansas.
A lot of legislation is talked about in smoky back rooms and at dinners at Doe's. And from the words I hear of people that used to be or still are in the industry, in hunting blinds and in fancy steak dinners on the Capitol, and those aren't open to the regular people.
And with tripartisan support, the People Rule may have a shot at collecting 62,000 signatures of registered voters by July 1st to place Initiated Act 1, Campaign Finance and Lobbying Act of 2012, on the November ballot. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.